A missing diary of an assassin, filled with secrets and confessions. That can't be true, can it? Hi, I'm Allie.
And I'm Brianne.
You know, today was just bananas. I stumbled upon this wild story and I can't wait to dive into it.
Oh no, here we go again. Let me guess, something spooky or mysterious.
You bet. And welcome to The Veil, unsolved and unbelievable. Today, we're unraveling the mystery of Charles J. Guiteau's missing diary, rumored to hold secrets about the assassination of President Garfield.
A missing diary of an assassin? Seriously though, does this thing even exist?
Okay, so check this out. Charles J. Guiteau was the guy who assassinated President James A. Garfield back in 1881. I mean, this dude was all kinds of delusional. He thought he was owed a political job and claimed God told him to do it. The trial was insane, literally, because it was one of the first to consider a temporary insanity defense. But here's where it gets juicy. There's this theory I came across, my theory actually about a missing diary.
Let me guess. This diary is supposed to reveal some hidden plot or confession about the assassination.
Exactly. Some people believe Guiteau kept detailed journals. If found, these could totally change what we know about his motives, maybe even show connections to other influential figures. The diary might have been destroyed in a fire after his execution, or it might be hidden somewhere. I mean, isn't that bananas?
Honestly, I think any secrets he had probably died with him. The man was caught right after shooting the president, so he didn't have time to pass off some secret diary.
But imagine if it existed. It would be like unlocking a whole new chapter of history. Anyway, isn't it fascinating to think about?
Sure, if you're into chasing wild geese. But the point is, Guiteau was clearly not in his right mind. His mental health issues were evident.
Yeah, but come on. What if this diary could give us more insight into that mental state or even expose hidden connections? I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Sure. But let's not forget the realities of his immediate arrest and execution. If there was any plot, it was in his head.
Okay. But here's what went down. How much of our history is shaped by the stories we can't verify? For anyone who wants a deeper dive, I recommend checking out Destiny of the Republic by Candace Millard. So, what are your plans for the rest of the day?
Oh, just the usual. Probably going to read up a bit more about these so-called conspiracies you love so much.
Haha, perfect. Keep those skeptic eyes open. Thanks for listening to The Veil. Unsolved and unbelievable.